Dallas from Alt 105.3, here with Greg, here with Joe, firefighters who are taking part in something very important. September 7th, 2019, we're climbing something bigger than we've climbed before for a very good cause, the Salesforce Tower this year.
That's right.
The San Francisco Stair Climb is coming up. And what is sort of the motivation behind climbing now for what? This is the third consecutive year?
Yeah, what I love is that you just gave him a promotion.
You promoted me to firefighter.
You're welcome.
Everybody loves a firefighter. I'm actually the fire commissioner.
Ah.
But just the same, one of the reasons why Greg and I came together was because of my position, his position, as a firefighter who has been through some stuff. And my role as a fire commissioner, understanding, you know, my goal as a fire commissioner is to serve the firefighters. And by serving the firefighters, I serve the people of the city and county of San Francisco, because these guys and girls, they know how to do their job, right? You dial 911 and they're there. They're there to save your bacon. And so if I'm there for them, they're going to be there for you. And one of the things I recognized early on, Greg opened my eyes to it, was that there was a huge gap in funding for PTSD. And there's so many other gaps surrounding this particular issue in the fire services, in first responders generally. I was a first responder in my 20s for about 10 years, 3 years with SFPD, 5 years with the San Francisco DA's office as an investigator. So I understand it. I've seen some stuff. Firefighters see stuff. Police officers see stuff. And one of the things that Greg mentioned today to me for the first time, he's got a knee injury right now, but people are helping him because he's walking around with crutches. Mm-hmm. And what really opened my eyes to what he said about that is that they say, oh, how can I help you? Are you okay? That kind of thing. When you have PTSD, it's not one of these injuries that people can see. And so people aren't asking you for help, but you're still in pain. And one of the thresholds for getting help is funding. And I realized as a fire commissioner that there's this huge gap in that area of funding. And we wanted to eliminate all excuses for getting the help. And so Greg and I started the National First Responders Fund. We did it around a really cool, fun event. As you mentioned, this year we're doing it at the Salesforce Tower. More than 1,740, I believe, steps.
1,762 steps.
62. I left 22 steps out. It sounds pretty intimidating. It's about a 25-minute walk straight up. And you don't have to be a triathlete to do this climb. You did it last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you're not a triathlete, but what I'm saying is that I'm not a triathlete, and I did it twice last mm-hmm. year. So it's a great event around a great cause. The money goes directly to programs. We get calls every now and then from firefighters saying, hey, I'm really hurting. I'm in a really bad place, and I need help right now.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not the individual that's making the call. It's the family member who is just not knowing what's going on. You know, for myself, I stayed in bed. I used sleep as a coping mechanism, thinking that the next minute, you know, when I wake up that morning, I'll feel refreshed. But I didn't. I felt tired. I felt lethargic. And this is while I'm on full duty. So what I would do is I would go to work and drink a bunch of coffee and then help with the meal, eat the meal, and then just disappear, check out. You know, wait until a call comes in, go on the call, do the best that I can where I'm at, go back to the station, check out. Eat the next meal, check out, right? So that was my pattern. And it's a very familiar pattern that's happening, but people won't talk about it. I'm willing to share my story because my story, if it saves one person's life, it's worth it.
Yeah, and we're saving a bunch of lives. We have, from the efforts of last year's climb and the year before, we just sent a cohort of 20 women specifically to a program. A few weeks ago, we sent a firefighter that needed to go right away. We just wrote the check and they went. This is really gratifying work that we're doing, but we can't do it without the stair climb. We can't do it without those people that are climbing those steps, that are bringing in their friends, that are talking about it on social media. We just can't do it. And the story that Greg just told you about his day at the fire station, those stories get much worse. And then they also involve drugs, they involve alcohol, they involve divorces, they involve everything you could possibly think of. all the way up to suicides. And as you know, on an annual basis, we lose significantly more first responders, especially firefighters, but first responders to suicide than we do in the line of duty on an annual basis. And so that's a horrible statistic. Nobody likes to talk about it, but we're doing that. And we're talking about this injury. It's not post-traumatic stress disorder. It's post-traumatic stress injury, because an injury is something that happens to you, and this is something that happens to you. So,
and then an injury is something that you can heal from as well. It's really hard for a first responder to reach out for help, because we are the help. You dial 911, we come to you on your worst day. But on our worst day, what do? Check out. Mm-hmm. We don't reach out. So what we have going on right now is a great opportunity for individuals, companies, corporations to get behind our stair climb, because we need their help. And I'm asking for your help. You know, these events will not happen without the proper funding. And what we're beginning to find is that the private sector is stepping up and really making a difference on how the landscape of this program is turning into, which is what we're hoping to do, is a national campaign of rolling out support, financial support for individuals who need the help. And after this climb, this event is going to take on a whole nother level, because at the rate that we're going, we're going to raise a lot of awareness and a lot of money. But again, we can't do it without these corporations and private sectors stepping up.
Yeah, and the more that we can get individuals and corporations to step up, and the more we bring awareness to this, I am seeing that we're also getting the public sector to step up. You know, Greg was saying that these first responders are the ones that, when you have the worst day of your life, you're picking up the phone and you're dialing 911, right? These are the guys and girls that are showing up to your door to help you. And so we want to be there for them on their worst day the way they are there for us on our worst day. And that's really what this this organization is about.
Helping those who help you on a daily basis. And it's great that, you know, we're bringing attention to a problem that I feel like the average person doesn't think about. They know that veterans coming back from war have PTSD, but they don't think about the first responders and what they see every day and what that might be doing to them when they're, you know, not on the clock.
Yeah, Dallas, what a great reminder to mention the veterans. I think the statistic is 22 veterans take their own life every day. And that is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an opiate epidemic, because when the veterans and first responders go to the hospital for treatment, what are we given? You know, we're given opiates, mm-hmm. or we're given pills that are not going to help, because there's too many side effects and it's going to make matters worse. Even when we're trying to follow prescription, these things wreak havoc on the body as well as any potential recovery. It could make things worse. And a lot of these medications sometimes have a side effect of suicidal thoughts. And you know, I'm willing to admit that I had them. And there's help out there. People just need to know that there is help, especially first responders. And now they have a place to go to.
You were mentioning that, you know, the average person goes through their day. And if they have some sort of emergency, it's typically not the average person that has an emergency. Mm-hmm. It's not something that is going to be terrifying, right? But every day something like that happens, and every day some first responder is going to the scene of an absolutely terrifying scene. And everything from, we've had some in the past here in San Francisco, and when you think of those, the members of the department, whether it's police or fire or even otherwise, even the dispatchers, when they go to those scenes, once they see those things, they can never unsee them. You know, we've had we have dog maulings. Like, these are horrible things, right? Where dogs are mauling people and tearing them up. I mean, you read about them in the paper, but if you could imagine for a second the scene of that, and when that happens to you, you never forget it. 50, 60, 70 years later, if you're still alive, you are not forgetting. You can put yourself back in that scene as though it just happened to you. And these things actually happen pretty regularly. It doesn't have to be that gruesome. We had that young girl who was buried in the landslide back in February. We had about 40 firefighters out there with shovels trying to dig her out until it became too dangerous.
They were digging her out with their hands before the equipment was brought down because of, you know, the urgency and the quick response. You know, there was some shovels down there, but there was more people down there and even bystanders that were trying to dig out. So hand sores that will remind them of that day, you know, and that feeling of not finding her, but finding her a month later where she's being exposed. So some of the crew members had a double exposure where they worked on the day of trying to find her and then on the day where they had to dig her out and recover her body. And the body's already decomposing. So that is a horrific scene. That's traumatic in itself. And to have some of these members be exposed to it twice, well, they may not know that it's a problem now, but maybe in 2 years, 4 years, 10 years, 20 years, that may come back up when they have a hand sore and all of a sudden they're triggered. So little things like that, because everyone processes trauma differently. What we're offering is a solution to better choices. We may not be the experts, but through my experience and Joe's experience, we have now found solutions that we want to direct people to and pay for their treatment. It doesn't get any better than that for someone who is suffering in silence, for someone to jump in the pit with them and let them know that things are going to be okay and pull them out. That's why we do it.
Yeah, and there's also work that we're doing beyond this to remove that stigma and to help this, specifically the San Francisco Fire Department. As a fire commissioner, I got the commission to pass a resolution back in October committing the department to create a state-of-the-art peer support unit. It used to be called the Stress Unit. We changed the name to Peer Support Unit. We're creating a network of peer support members that have been trained. Well, every station will have several peer support members so that they can start to identify some of these patterns that Greg was talking about earlier and begin to address those immediately as opposed to waiting till the last moment until somebody has just gone too far where they absolutely need the professional help. And so we have been meeting every month. We are creating a state-of-the-art unit. The department is dedicating resources to it. We are going to be that department in the United States that the rest of the country will be able to look at and perhaps even the rest of the world, because these problems are not unique to our department or to our country. Firefighters throughout the world have these problems and first responders. But we want to be that department where people can look to. And if the department doesn't have the money, then the NFRF is certainly there to help with that. And that's actually what we've been doing. We've been helping the department out also with some of their needs. And so this money is well spent. We are all volunteers here. We all do this for the good of the department and frankly, for the good of the members and the good of the people of San Francisco. Because when you call 911, at least one third of the people on the other end of that phone who are going to come and save your bacon have some sort of PTSD. And so, great cause, lots of fun, stair climbing. You did it. You had fun. It's a great morning. We've got some great organizations behind us this year, which we will announce on May 15th when we launch our site, and you'll be able to register as of May 15th. So we're super, super excited about this and great energy behind it.
Yeah, you know, I also want to add that early intervention and training goes a long way with what we're trying to accomplish here. It's really hard to get someone who is not ready to start being responsible for their actions. And the goal is to provide them with enough tools so that they're able to make healthy decisions for themselves while they're at work and while they're at home. And teaching our new recruits or potential hires it's really important that they start learning about mental health issues in the first responder world. And from what I've seen is that they are a lot more receptive and aware of what's going on now than some of the folks that I've come in with, and that's almost like 20 years ago. So hard to believe that, you know, I'm one of the old timers now, but it's also time for change, and we have to stop sucking it up and start spitting it out and start sharing what's really going on so we can get to the root of why we are so spun and sick. So Dallas, right on. Thanks for the space and the time to let us share what's going on.
Absolutely. September 7th, 2019, Salesforce Tower. It is a tough topic, but it's a very fun event, fun day. Great to raise awareness for, you know, a very, very good cause. So thank you guys for being here. Can't wait for the next stair climb.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Right on, brother.
You got it. Firefighter Greg, Fire Commissioner Joe. Thank you guys for being here.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Greg.